Welcome to the Lunchtime Podcast.
Hello, guys and girls. Welcome to another episode of your Lunchtime Podcast. Can't believe we're actually up to episode 28 already. Big shout out to everyone is that have given us a like, follow and a listen. Just remember to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts and all the others. Well, we've finally got our first voice message from one of our listeners. It's been thrown in there. We gave a listen and we've given our best answer to it, which follows a really, really funny story about another one of our listeners who probably won't be too happy with me spilling the beans on this story. But I think he'll get over it. He'll have a good laugh. Hope you enjoy the episode. We are live.
No, hi, mate. We're not live. Not live at all. This is all pre-recorded. What you're hearing is the voice of two dead blokes. This is pre-recorded in 1899.
We're long gone.
You've probably seen our ancestors around. That's how long we go back.
They look pretty similar to us.
I think our ghosts are much more handsome.
Oh, for sure.
How about you, buddy? How was your weekend?
Tiring. Sore. Glad it's over.
Getting busy with the wife.
Yeah, that's it.
In the garden. In the garden.
In the garden.
Naked.
Bring nature into it, you know?
Naked, though. That's... How did the neighbours take it? Do they like the sight of the peach and the plums?
Probably. Probably loving life. Listen to all the natural...
The peach has the plums?
Sound.
That shit is smooth as that.
No, I did garden beds all weekend. Fuck me, mate.
How'd your barbecue go?
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Right annoying.
When you have a barbecue, is it just like you and your wife? And
normally,
normally
it's just us three. And then once a fortnight, some old man would come around.
Yeah,
old man and his wife.
I remember me and Brandon rocked up knocking on your door and you wouldn't answer, you rebuffed.
Yeah, I seen her on camera. I was like, shit, my shut up.
Do you have a smoker?
Do I have what? A smoker? No. So, I have a designated smoker burner in my barbecue.
Oh,
so
really?
A load of wood chips and you smoke.
I want to get a smoker.
But it's not an actual smoker, though.
No. I want to get one, but I'm not sure. I reckon I'd fail.
Do I?
I wouldn't know what I'm doing.
No, we can't fail.
Where there's a will, there's a way. And I guarantee you, I can find a way.
I did. We went to like up in Sydney. We used to live, they had a smoker. Fuck me, it's good.
Well, there's
really good.
Like, you know, sort of a mate that I follow on his Instagram. I used to coach his son in soccer, and he got a smoker a few months ago. And I look at some of the stuff that he does. My mouth waters.
Yeah.
Some of it. It's not so much when he opens it just to check on it, but it's a finished product.
Yeah. When you cut it up.
Oh, and then. And then yesterday I saw Bert Kreischer. He had a big, a massive slab of Wagyu that they put in the smoker. Oh shit, my mouth's starting to water now. one of the guys, comedians touring with him, was cutting it and he pulls it apart, he picks up, you can see the juices flowing.
Nice.
The bark on it was perfect.
Yeah.
That layer of fat just under the bark was like perfect thickness. Oh my mouth cannot stop watering thinking about it. It was so good. It looked so delicious.
We do a similar thing like that, but in our Weber, it's a big ass Weber, and put on a rotisserie for like three, four hours or something.
Oh, you got a big Weber.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's $4,500, right?
I was just gonna say that's at least a minimum too.
Yeah.
Because the baby ones are like 800,
yeah.
And that's without a stand.
Yeah.
I don't understand what makes it so special.
Oh man, the quality is brilliant.
Look, I've had stuff cooked off one before, but
this is one, not a cold one. This gap.
Yeah, old job when we went out of town. One of the guys brought along the Weber because the bosses were gonna put on a barbecue, so he brought his Weber in it. It doesn't cook any quicker than a normal barbecue.
Yeah, it's not quicker.
Doesn't make anything taste better.
You gotta cook the lid down, you're supposed to. That's how it keeps the smoke in there. It's all design.
What did I get up to on the weekend? Friday, after work. Took my wife and the boy, the daughter didn't
work. No, he was at the beach.
Yeah, went down to the beach. Windy as shit.
Was it?
Water actually wasn't too bad, water temperature. Like.
Yeah.
I went
for a swim, yeah?
I didn't swim.
Put your feet in?
I put my feet in. I probably look like one of those creepy pedos because I was sort of sitting there and I'm just... Sometimes Max gets a little bit rough with other kids or sometimes they get a little bit rough with him and he doesn't like it.
Mm.
And so I'm sort of just standing in the water and I'm holding his water pistol, so I look like one of those creepy bastards like, hey, you want to hop in the back of my van? I've got lollies.
Yeah, you're probably holding a bag of lollies,
and
yeah.
I'm like, shit, maybe I need to walk away. So I went and walked away, went and sat down on the, because it was down at Paradise Point, and they've got a netted off area with a big white floaty thing that holds
the
net.
Inside.
Yeah.
Like a shark net.
Yeah. But sharks are cheaper. It's hessian rope by the looks of it.
Yeah.
But obviously it does the job. No one's been eating it.
Yeah.
So I went and sat on the floaty part of the pontoon of it. And I started thinking to myself even more, because then I'm getting my phone out and I'm listening to, finishing up a few podcasts. That
you get your phone out. Oh man, people think you're taking photos.
And so, and that's exactly what
yeah.
I think. I'm like, oh shit, now I'm going to put the phone away.
How fucked up the world is it? You think like that? Oh,
well,
fire out.
It's like, every time we go down the beach, like we when you can see some of the islands and stuff, I want to take my binoculars.
Mm. Oh man.
And I put them in the car and then I go to get out and I'm like, oh, I better grab, oh,
make
hey,
it good, yeah.
People are going to think
so
I'm
some
perving on kids,
yeah,
or I'm
yeah.
perving at women in bikinis. It's
a freaking joke, mate.
And so, I put the phone I just tucked it up under my shirt, in between my shoulder and my ear, and I was leaning my head down, looking like the R word, looking like a retard.
Hey, come on, man.
That's the R word. And so I was listening to those. So I probably looked like a creep with a bit of a retardation going on. Oh man.
Try and take photos.
Saturday, just watched a lot of TV.
Is it?
Little bit.
Foxtel, of course.
I wasn't hungover, but I felt a touch a little bit seedy because I
had a few drinks.
The one that Rogan carries on about, Buffalo Trace.
Was it the whiskey you're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, you bought some?
Yeah, went and bought some.
Had a bit too many.
Shout out to Buffalo Trace.
Good.
You know what? Well, I only had three, and I was starting to feel, because I was drinking them straight.
Mm.
Just had them on the rocks. And once the water's down a little bit, like not much, but just a little bit, it's amazing. Or you get yourself in some trouble. And I had three glasses. I can't remember the percentage of it, but
maybe 40.
I had three
40.
Glasses of those, and. Because I'm not a big drinker anymore, and I haven't had a drink for a while, I wasn't feeling tipsy, but the next morning, I wasn't completely hungover, but I wasn't fucking stone cold straight. I was like, oh, jeez. I was really tired, so had a bit of a kip.
Coffee?
I didn't have coffee. I was craving orange juice.
Really?
All day Saturday, yeah. And so, I was watching a lot of documentaries on Discovery and Nat Geo, and then I was watching the AFL coverage stuff to start with. Watched the longest kick, where they do they try and kick it across the Yarra River.
Okay.
And that girl from the women's AFL, Taylor Harris, the one who got the statue.
Oh,
holy
yeah.
shit!
She's She done the kick?
She got like the third furthest kick out of all the blokes.
Jeez.
She kicked 61 and a half metres on the fly.
Fuck, that's a fair bit.
Yeah. And she Daniel Rick from the Brisbane Lions tied with her. He also got 61 and a half. The longest kick was 66.8 metres. They showed the highlight of, I can't remember who they said it was, I think it was 2015 or 2016. I can't remember who it was, but he almost cleared the river.
So what was it?
Oh, no. I think it's like 80-something metres. And he's absolutely got hold of it. I reckon he had a bit of a tailwind behind him, too.
it
was close enough where a guy, he jumped in and was still about waist deep. That's how close to the edge he got it. What's some of the festivities with that? Then put on some of the documentaries.
So is that on a free to air, this AFL game?
Oh, don't even get me fucking started.
It was, wasn't it?
Channel fucking 7. If anyone that listens to this knows anyone that works at Channel 7, tell them to fix their fucking bullshit sport coverage. It was terrible. There was no high definition, nothing.
Really?
It was like watching old school fucking TV.
Was it on Fox Sports?
No. I don't
really
know. Fox Sports had every game
except the
uninterrupted except the grand final. Same with the rugby league and State of Origin. They get every fucking game except for the grand final and State of Origin.
That makes no sense.
Because Channel 9 gets them. Fuck them.
Sure?
Fuck off. Improve your coverage. They've got to do something because TVs these days, like the standard is becoming 4K in TVs.
There should be nothing less than 1080p.
It's like, Jesus Christ. Like, even the wife sitting with me, she goes, is it just me?
I can't even see the score.
Or is that picture terrible? It almost looked fuzzy.
Channel 7 fuck. I don't watch Channel 7.
And then,
I think we'd rather go with Channel 9.
Yeah, so we watched a couple of these documentaries, like animal ones and science ones. And then, watched the game. Watched the Roosters Melbourne game in the NRL.
Oh, yeah.
Not as much fireworks as I thought.
Didn't want the Roosters to win.
Neither did I. Fuck the Roosters. Fuck the Storm too. I'm usually if the Broncos aren't competing, I don't care for anyone. I just hope it's a good game. But what I want, I am genuinely cheering Canberra. I'm thinking about getting on a website and ordering one of the old 1980s, early 90s Canberra jerseys with the three-quarter sleeve or the full sleeve. I love it.
I don't want the Roosters to win. No way.
No fucking way. I love Cooper Cronk. Being an amazing ambassador for the NRL, but I'm sorry, buddy, I don't want you to go out with a fucking win in your last ever game. I want, because I reckon it's a nice sounding, it has a nice ring to it, 25 years since they last won a premiership.
Really?
It sounds like a nice round even number, really? Quarter of a century. Dave's already booked tickets, he's going down.
Really?
Yeah, he's in Canberra Tragic, and he's being very quiet.
Oh, Dave.
Yeah.
Our Dave.
What? He he's a Canberra supporter. But he keeps it on the down low because he's like me, what I used to be like. When things are going well, don't say who you support, you just stay quiet.
Till the end.
You quietly support them. And then what, Sunday? Had a bit of a sleep mid morning.
Is it?
Yeah. Kids are off doing their thing. Off. See, my daughter loves doing arty shit, so she sits around drawers and I'm thinking about starting a YouTube channel.
Oh god,
it'll be on behalf of the podcast, but I had a lot of big farts on the weekend. And every
time you gotta put that on a YouTube channel.
I try to record and I'll record it and the kids will just, ah dad, you're gross, oh that smells. Even though they were loud, the phone wasn't picking them up. And the only one that was really loud, I was sitting outside with the missus. I dropped one, and it was loud enough that the phone picked it up, but there was no reaction from her. She didn't blink, she didn't budge, nothing. I'm like, come on, boy, you're not giving me any good content.
Oh, God.
But,
I will not be involved in that.
But, but we'll be back after the break. We've got a question to answer from a listener.
Yes.
From young Jordana, who listens to the podcast. Who probably shouldn't listen to some of the podcasts, but
as you do, you grab food,
but to eat your own. But we'll be back.
It's Geordie here. I have a question for you. What are the top three, you idiot, or what were you thinking moments that you or someone you know has done?
We're back.
Hi, mate.
We're back. So, listener question from young Jordana. Top three...
idiot moments.
You idiot moments.
Or what are you thinking?
Or what were you thinking? Either of yourself or someone you know. Crikey. There's a lot.
But it's hard. I get a daily in the morning and his dick is driving. Like, what are you thinking? That's a daily thing.
Crikey. That's a good question.
You know what I mean?
Like, you see a lot of people do a lot of stupid fucking shit, but it's hard to remember them. You just know you've seen a lot of stupid shit.
Here's a good question.
You idiot.
But nothing recently. Oh, yes, I got a good one.
Actually, there was a...
That's not good.
He doesn't work here anymore. There was a young fella, little... Not well liked by a few people. Young fella that used to work here. He decided in the press, he put something in there that he wasn't supposed to. And he got jammed.
Like what?
I can't remember what it was. Might have been copper pipe or iron pipe or something like
really?
That.
Really?
It's not supposed to live in there. And he put his hand in it.
Like the big long one?
Yeah, right down near us.
Fucking hell.
He's put his hand into this big machine that presses steel. And it's pressed onto his hand. And broke his hand and his wrist.
Idiot.
Not just you idiot, you fuckwit. You fucking idiot. What do you got, mate?
Well, to the average listener, it's probably not that good. But for me, I think it's pretty funny.
So in other words, it's going to be boring.
Yeah, most likely. This happened yesterday. Yeah, my lawn's green as fuck, right? It's like a highlighter green.
Because all the water you steal off the rest of the people. Yeah.
First in, best dress.
Yeah, fuck off.
I only water twice a week. Anyway.
Twice in the morning, you mean?
My next door neighbor's trying to get onto it. Because his is brown and mine's green. There's a massive
mate,
day and night.
Help him out. Help a brother out. You don't want him, because that's bringing your property value down.
So he's gone and bought some fertilizer, right? Not knowing that there's an application rate. So you buy a 20 kilo bag. This bloke put the whole fucking 20 kilos on his lawn.
Oh, Jesus. Did it start smoking? Did it start burning?
Well, I was wondering what he's doing. I was checking. Like, I was out the back digging my garden bed. And wife's out the front. You know, come and look at this. But I didn't go. I just looked on the cameras, you know. And what was he doing? He's literally pouring a whole fucking bag on his lawn. Spreading around.
What? Dickhead.
Anyway, he's out there watering it in the afternoon, and I go out there and do mine.
He's a guy that will buy something from IKEA, not look at the instructions, try and put it together, it will fuck up, it will break.
It's inside out, upside down.
And then he will blame IKEA.
Yeah, warranty. Yeah, anyway, he's watering in the afternoon, so I go, I'll water mine. I said, kind of fertilize that, mate.
Were you comparing hoses? Whose hose is bigger than the...
It was pretty windy, so he was using a sprinkler. I was doing it by hand because of the wind.
You had your big hose and he had his little spray.
That's it. Little sprayer. I had my fire hose out. I was like, geez, fair bit of fertilizer on there, mate. Yeah, it's a 20 kilo bag.
Fuck it.
What? I was like, mate, you better be watering that for the next month straight. Trying to get that watered down.
He's going to need the whole town's water supply.
As he said, it's gonna go either really good for you or really bad. Come down a week's time, I'll let you know.
What a dick.
But yeah. Just looking
that's
at
it. That's a you idiot.
Hmm.
What else?
Well, I said, mate, there's a application right in the back of it. It's probably like 2 kilos. Not 20 kilos.
Oh. A you idiot moment was when I was younger, was coming back with my football team from a game we played out of town. And, you know, as you do on a trip away, you stop in at a pub and get a cut and a drink on the way back.
Yeah.
Obviously, the driver doesn't drink. You know, he plays it smart, plays it responsible.
Has the Coke.
Yeah, has a bit of the old lemonade with a little extra twist of lemon.
Red cordial.
Yeah, we're driving along. And as we're going heading back into Rockhampton, sitting there, and this car goes flying past, and I don't know why, I just remember looking at it. And it slammed on its brakes and it turned around. And I instantly, oh shit, that's the cops. What's going on here? So,
we're cruising. It's not an undercover cop car.
Cruising along. No, it was a cop car, he just didn't have his lights on. And one of the boys decides he needs to piss. So instead of pulling over, or telling the driver to pull over, mind you, the bloke driving was our club president. Yeah, instead of letting him know, need to pull over, everyone needs a bit of a piss break. This fella who, he'll remain nameless. he got up.
Does he listen?
Probably not, but that's all right. Some people that listen might actually know him, so.
Get him onto it.
Flopped his dick out and started pissing out the window.
Oh, man. Was he the front passenger?
He was near the back windows. I was in the very back window. Luckily, my window was closed. It was just one of those little white buses, you know. The airport pickup sort of ones.
Car license thing.
And it's spraying on the window, my window. And as I turn around to see, I don't know why, I just turn around to see how far this stream was flying past.
And cops are there.
It's landing straight on the cop car on the window.
Oh, no.
The lights come on. We get pulled over. The club gets fucking fined.
This bloke's still pissing.
And I'm like, hey. Nameless person. You're pissing on a cop car. And everyone's laughing. And I'm like, no, I'm serious. You're pissing on a cop car. And a couple of people stop laughing. And as they stop laughing, the red and blues start flashing. And it's just a case of, fuck. So he copped a personal fine.
How much was it, do you know?
I don't know how much his fine was. I can't remember. But the club also got fined.
Fuck
hell. No, luckily, I don't think the club president was fine, but the company that we hired the bus from told us that they wouldn't let us hire a bus through them again. So we had to find another company as a sponsor to get buses from. So
far out.
That's a bit of a you idiot moment as well.
Could have got away with it.
Probably not.
You reckon?
Because when the piss is landing directly on the cop car.
Yeah, if that cop car wasn't a cop.
And it
was a normal car. You probably could have got away with it,
but someone would probably,
got me in.
Call out the police and say, hey, it's a cloudless night.
And it was yellow rain.
And we're being rained on. So that's a bit of a you idiot.
Man, that sucks. How'd you feel? Did you bag him?
Oh, we all thought it was pretty funny, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because we were wondering if the police had their windows open too.
Yeah.
Because if it's hitting the windscreen, it's spraying. It's splashing right. Everywhere.
Yeah. For sure.
What else have I got? There's so many.
No way, yeah. Nothing really comes to mind.
And just for your knowledge, young Jordana, I have quite a few stories about your father. Quite a few, but I don't think I'll repeat on here at the moment. Not if you listen. It might give you some ideas that are not good ideas.
She would have known.
Because they are major you fucking idiot.
Really?
Moments.
She wouldn't know about it.
There's quite a few. Like his riverbank escapade. Are you fucking kidding, you idiot moment?
I got a photo for you.
We were coming back from a party. on the north side of town. No, on the south side of town, sorry. And we decided to cut like where council chambers were. We decided, like, you could just pass through there. There was no fences or anything. Yeah. And then this voice ring out. Hey, bro, have you got the time there?
Oh, man.
Couldn't see anyone. Do you remember this story, Jamie? Because I know you're listening to this. And right about now, you're fucking cringing and probably asking me not to tell this story. But, you know.
You got to tell something.
Anyway. Someone. We're standing there for a minute. We're half drunk. We're in one of those, you know, the happy mood when you're drunk. Really? Like, having a good time. And we're like, where the fuck did that come from? And we're looking at each other. It's like, was that
you? Couldn't see anyone.
No? Was that you? No? Couldn't see anyone. Then it's, hey, bro, over here, under the tree. What's the time? You got the time there. And we look over. And there was a couple of the local Aboriginals there. It's like, oh, shit. Sorry, mate. Didn't see ya. And I remember... something to the effect he replied going, oh, next time you want me to fucking smile or something. We're hilarious. So we yeah. So we like, oh yeah, this is a cool dude. We're gonna fucking pull up and chat with him.
Here we go.
So
off his Facebook.
So are you enjoying the retelling of this story, Jamie? I hope so. So we sit down and just chatting away with this guy. He was pretty pissed.
Yeah.
And there was three women with him. I can't remember exactly how many. I think it was three, maybe.
Aboriginal.
Yeah, Aboriginal. People. Doesn't matter what they are. They're people.
Doesn't matter.
And just chatting away, and they've got the goon going.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like, oh, geez.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, hey, brother. Would you like a swig of this? I was like, nah, no thanks, man. I'm good. Looks at Jamie. And he's, hey, bro. You want a gob of this? And Jamie being Jamie. Oh, yeah. Righto. And he starts hammering it. He's putting more effort into drinking this goon than a $2 hooker giving a blowjob. The effort was... amazing what he was, how much he was getting into this, and then it was being passed around between them all.
Fuck it
and up. We're all chatting away, and me and old mate, we're talking, and then I say something to Jamie, ask him a question, don't remember what it was.
You do know
now. You Jordana and your brothers and sisters are not to listen to the rest of this. advisory, adult content coming up. And I look at Jamie and I can't see him probably because it's pretty fucking dark. It's the middle of the night. It's like, dude. And all of a sudden, old mate that's with is like, oh, get fucked. And my eyes adjust a bit better. And there's some lip lock going on.
Oh, no way.
And Jamie and this young lady, who I do have to say was, now this is not meant to be an insult, but she was as black as the black on my bag.
That's black.
And probably about as big as you and me.
No way.
And maybe half a Brando.
Come on.
She, lovely girl, hilarious. She was like, all four of them were hilarious.
In the 5 minutes you'd know them.
And I was gobsmacked because I thought she was
going to fall into it.
I thought they were going to suck each other's faces into each other's mouths. Yeah. And then old mate sitting with us just goes, oh, bro, that's gross. I wouldn't even fucking touch that with my dick.
Oh, shit.
So.
That means something.
Me and old mate decide, nah, we're getting the fuck out of here. This is a bit gross. So, everyone gets up and starts following.
Is it your new old mate?
Hey.
Your new old mate?
My new old mate.
Really?
My new old. We get up, we start walking towards where the nightclubs are.
You just leave them two by...
Oh, no, they get up and start following.
Okay.
And every now and then you turn around to have a bit of a laugh. And they sort of stop and she's grabbing a handful and...
Yeah.
Jamie's getting a mouthful. And I'm sorry, Jamie's wife. But it's about time this story about him came out. This is something he's been hiding for nearly 20 years. He's been hiding.
Way.
Yep.
Shit.
Nearly 20 years he's kept this a secret. But no more.
You let it out.
But no more. Who let the dogs out? I did. I unlatched the gate and I'm letting them run free.
This could be serious.
So, oh well, it was a long time before he met his wife. Still gross though.
It doesn't get any better.
Oh no, because my night started looking up. We get to the nightclub, and there was a girl who I was really, really keen on. Absolute stunner. The sad thing for me was, she was dating a guy I used to go to school with that I was alright friends with. And I'd seen her there, and you know, she's urging me to come upstairs.
Was he there?
Two levels. He was there, yeah. Anyway. Like, we're sitting around the corner, like, right on the corner where this club is. I'm sitting with all the Aboriginal boys having a bit of a laugh. And they're, and old Mac's telling the story about how this silly young white fella's making out with whatever this girl's name is. And I'm looking around. I notice Jamie's actually not around. He's not with me. I'm like, what the fuck's going on here?
Like, anyway. Yeah. Where is she?
Anyway. Oh, I couldn't see her either.
Oh, geez.
So I started to get a little bit worried. Yeah. You know. Dear friend, and you care for your friends, and but I'm not caring in this moment, am I? I'm throwing him under the bus for this.
Yeah, big time.
Anyway, I see her at the downstairs part inside of this club, and she turns around, she sees me, and she's waving and stuff, and she urges me to go to the front, to the entrance there. So I run up, I don't go in past security, you know, I'm just keeping an eye out, waiting for Jamie. Anyway, she's telling me to go upstairs with her, have a dance, and make out with her. Because she's fighting with her boyfriend.
But he's there too.
Even though he's there, oh, he was afraid of me. He knows I would have whooped him too. And I'm like, because I was in love with this girl at the time, I was like, wow, she is stunning. Yes.
Yeah.
Extremely, extremely badly. And I thought, here's my in. And I went, yep, no worries. I'm going to let Rooster know. Just give me a sec and I'll be up. And as I step back outside of the nightclub, because I was just in the entrance, and I look up at her. She smiles. She's waved. She's dressed up to the nines, looking amazing. And I'm like, shit, here we go. This is my in. And I'm waving to her, and she's like, oh, blows me a kiss and says, I'll see you in a minute.
You're excited?
Now I'm excited and little me's excited.
Oh no.
And then I turn around to go for a walk to see if I can find Jamie, and he is almost sprinting towards the entrance of the nightclub.
To get in or out?
And I look down the corner from the direction that he came from, and there's a big group of young Aboriginal men, a few older men, and they're swearing. They're all fired up, they're all carrying on, and I'm like, holy shit, what's this? And he almost doesn't stop, even though he sees me. And he's like, dude, we gotta go.
You're like, no.
And I'm like, what? Need to go? Just trust me, we have to go. So,
from excitement to disappointment.
So here I am with an erection.
Which was an erection.
And it quickly goes away because I'm fearing for my mate's life.
And your life.
And now that he's stopped and he's talking to me, I'm now worrying also about my life.
Yeah.
Because these guys are fired up. I hadn't seen anything like it. There was easily 20 or more. Easily.
Was that chick there?
I couldn't see. And so I'm tossing up. Right, this is my best friend. He has done something and he's in trouble.
what do I do? Because at the time, it was the girl of my dreams. The one I'd been lusting after for ages.
And you were in.
And I was in. I was in like Flynn.
It was guaranteed.
There would have been some sort of action.
Or you run away.
Do I go follow the girl of my dreams? Or my best mate? And I love him dearly. Love him dearly.
Come on, what did you do?
And I'm looking up...
You left him there, didn't you?
I'm looking up the stairs. And I'm looking back at him, and he's in a panic. And he doesn't ever usually panic. Because growing up where we did, if you've got any Aboriginal friends, everyone then knows you.
Okay.
So you usually go, all right, I know this guy. And they usually, oh, bro, that's all right, you know. But this looks like there's about to be a riot that's not going to stop anytime soon. So I'm like, fuck. All right. Let's go, bro. Let's get out of here. Let's get the fuck out.
You ditched her.
I ditched her.
Oh, man.
I ditched her. Because I love my friend. And I don't want anything... I don't ever want to see anything bad happen to him.
What could have been, though?
Well, I wasn't thinking that. So we start walking. We go... Like, the nightclub's here. We go up this street, go along there, circle back round along to the main street to go across the bridge to go home.
These cunts can see her.
I couldn't see her. But we're walking.
You can hear them.
By that time, we'd lost them. Right? But there's more to this mob than you think. We're cruising along, and I've come to realise no one's following us. Which usually makes you think, shit, are they getting in cars? Are they looking? What's going on? And so from where the nightclub is to where the bridge is, it's probably about... The way we walked is probably about nearly a K and a half.
Okay.
And I'm just like, no. What the fuck? So I grabbed him and said, dude, what the fuck is happening? What did you do? What's going on? Those cunts are going to kill you. He's like, oh, no. Don't have to worry about them. And I'm sort of confused. I'm like...
They're after someone else.
What? What do you mean? What's going on? Now pause for a second. Again, young ears, Jordana, don't be listening to this, because these are the words your father said to me. So back to story. No. They've got nothing to do with anything. And I'm like, well, what the fuck is going on? And he goes, oh, that black chick. And I'm like, yeah, what? He goes, she wants me to go down to the riverbank and fuck her brains out.
That's always running away.
And that, Ronald, and ladies and gentlemen, is what I left the girl of my dreams behind.
Because of that.
Because my best mate was going to get laid.
And these blokes had nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with it. They were fired up over something else.
Why is he running away? Because he's scared of her.
In a way, to this day now I think about it, I probably don't blame him as much.
But you lost his chick.
Sorry, Jamie. I've had to throw you under the bus for a good bloody story. So, that is Jordana, in case you were still listening... Probably my greatest number one idiot moment.
You can't top that.
That is probably my number one you idiot moment. You fucking dickhead. He was going to get laid and he ran away. Again, not that I 100% blame him.
Yeah, the look of it.
Because she was not what you would call on, even though she was an extremely large girl, I've seen some really, really large girls and they're absolutely gorgeous. gorgeous. Nah, lady. She looked like a... Her face looked like someone had dropped a smushed pie into a vanilla milkshake.
Come on, man.
It was not nice. And that vanilla milkshake had porridge added to it and was fed to a bulldog.
And a shout out.
She was not very attractive, this young lady that my dear friend was swapping spit with.
That's fine.
About 20 minutes to half hour earlier.
That's fucked up. Did you go back trying to get a chick or what?
No, because we'd gone too far and I thought,
oh, what a waste.
My time. Oh.
I've got a photo for you. Check this out. It's quite... You know the old books?
Oh, hang on. You hear that, JB? That's the bus, buddy. That's the bus.
Here's old books, right?
Oh,
you've probably seen some.
Photo right? Of your penis. That's large.
No, no.
It's a tuna can. Ah, oh, nobody wants to play at the smelly pussy. Yeah, I've seen that.
Have you seen you that? Yeah. Oh, man. I sent it to my wife. Funny as fuck.
So, you're welcome, Jamie. And Jordana, you're welcome. You've learnt something about your dad that you probably didn't want to know.
Were you angry with him?
I was pretty pissed with him for a good... one of my best mates, so... I didn't want to stay too long. I did get revenge, though.
Oh, okay.
I did get revenge. How much time we got? I reckon...
Like, a minute?
Right, there was this girl that was seeing another bloke. I was a little bit keen on her. We used to have a bit of a flirt. Now... Jamie knows this said girl who I'm talking about. She caused a lot of trouble for people, so she will remain nameless as well. She's a piece of human trash, let's just call her. But I was keen on her at the time. Anyway, I'm around at Jamie's place, had a couple of quick drinks with him when she turned up, and he was going out. He had other plans. So I sat around drinking with his old man, rest his soul. Getting pretty drunk. Now, he goes to bed, and one of his dad's mate's son was there as well. So we're all still drinking, you know. Gary left out some booze for us to keep drinking, have a good time. So we did. Anyway, she starts pretending to go to sleep because this other guy...
Pretending.
Yeah. is just hanging around being a pest. She didn't want him to hang around.
Yeah.
So I said, right, I'm going to bed. I thought, I'm just going to crash at Jamie's place. I'll just sleep on his bed. And you know what's coming next, don't you, Jamie? Yeah, you remember this. So, she jumps up. She goes, oh, I'm going to go to bed too. So, oh, okay. So, this other guy decides, oh, yeah. Three's a crowd. I'm going to bugger off since no one else wants me to hang around. Yeah. So, I close the unit up for them. Go to hop into the bed. Pull back the covers. She's naked.
Waiting for you.
She is waiting. She was raring to go. Now, I'd been through a bit of a dry spell. It had been...
So you were raring to go.
It had been probably 2 or 3 months. I jump in. Five or six pumps, game over.
Oh, come on, man.
In Jamie's bed. He comes home. She's already left. He walks in, sees the grin on my face.
And a white mess.
And he could just smell sex in the air. And he goes, you motherfucker! At the top of his voice. So, you're welcome, Jamie. Enjoy that story. Enjoy reliving that and telling everyone. And that's it. We're done.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, friends, for tuning in to the latest episode. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you have a good laugh. Remember to... Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Give us a like. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, wherever you can listen to podcasts. Remember to leave us a voice message on Anchor and we'll put it on the show. Do our best to give it an answer. Once again, thanks very much for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed. I'm out. This episode was brought to you by Agri FM and Fantastic Mr. Man.